Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it! Basketball, give me the ball, because I'm gonna dunk it!
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, welcome back to the show. This is episode 522 of the Two Dumb Yinzers. This is Monday. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing great. I had a great weekend.
Did you really?
I did. I had a really good weekend. Yeah, it was productive. Got some stuff done. I'm feeling good. I got a new pressure washer that arrived. I was able to use it yesterday in the cold. I'm pumped. I love it when I get new toys like that.
Therapy, how was your weekend?
Great. Houston survived.
That's right. A lot of NCAA action we're going to talk about today. Guys, I do just want to jump into the latest news. As of 20 minutes ago, the Steelers signed wide receiver Quez Watkins from the Philadelphia Eagles. We all went to bed last night with thoughts of Tyler Boyd in our head, thoughts of Brandon Ayuk, and we woke up to, this must be the equivalent of getting coal on Christmas morning.
It must be. Hey, Derby, do us a favor. Back up from the mic.
So this Quez Watkins.
Yeah, Quez Watkins.
Now, he looks like a number three to me.
Yeah, depth piece.
I mean, last season he had 15 catches on 21 targets, 142 yards, one touchdown, 19 yard long. So what's the plan, Mike? Piling up on number three receivers, is Omar putting together some kind of plan to package a bunch of guys together and get something? Because I just don't know how this is going to work if we keep bringing in number threes.
I think he's making a move in round two on a wide receiver to make them the number two receiver. Then you'll have Van Jefferson, Quez, and Calvin Austin as your threes and fours. I think that's what he's going to do there. I'm looking offensive tackle in the first round, wide receiver in the second, and then you're going to get an interior lineman who can play guard or center, and that's going to be your interior offensive line. I think that's the move that he's making. It's going to shake down that way. Or either, I think wide receiver is going to be round two, and you can get a starter in round two. The draft is really deep for receiver. I think that's where he's going. It's, you know, now there's talk out of San Francisco that Ayuk kind of wants to stay there now. Before he wanted to kind of leave, go somewhere else. Now there's rumors that there's mutual interest to get a contract, you know, resolved between those two. And Tyler Boyd, you know, he's wanting too much money, where, you know, and the Steelers don't want to pay him that much money.
So what you're saying is
a lot of teams don't want to pay Tyler Boyd either. So.
So what you're saying is it's okay to go out and get your Quez Watkins jersey. It looks like he'll be here this year.
I want to go and buy the Quez Watkins jersey because he might only catch a handful of balls. But, yeah, it's a depth piece on it. You know, not every signing is going to be that sexy starting signing.
Getting depth, which you need, but to have a starting players with the, you know.
It's what we need, but you also need depth. And I think he's going to do it in the draft. Get a starter in the draft, because I think there are a lot of starters at the receiver position
that you can get. I mean, that, and he's running out of options.
I was going through the free agent list, and there's not a whole lot of good candidates out there. There's guys who have had like one good year that their whole career has been built off of that, and then after they haven't done anything. Like your best options are Tyler Boyd or an OBJ.
Yeah,
and you know. At this point, you know, it might just be better just go into the draft.
Yeah, you know, and you know, despite what people think about OBJ, you know, people always talk about, you know, with the personality they're getting. Well, his production isn't exactly great either.
Yeah.
It isn't like you're getting one or the other. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, he was hurt a lot, and, you know, he just doesn't have the numbers. So I think he would be it would be a terrible move to bring somebody like Beckham in.
Yeah.
For many reasons, from top to bottom.
If you can get the St. Louis Rams Super Bowl run OBJ, and if you're guaranteeing me that, yeah, give me that guy. You know, he was solid out there in LA. He didn't do anything stupid, didn't say anything stupid, produced on the field, and was on his way to being Super Bowl MVP until he got hurt. But That was like the only time like he was really a d dependable receiver and a dependable personality.
So there you have it, guys. The Steelers sign from the Philadelphia Eagles, Quez Watkins. If you needed something to get you fired up today, I guess that
There
would
we
be it.
go. There we go. Omar Khan, you suck now. You officially suck. Everyone in Pittsburgh hates Omar Khan now. I've seen a couple tw comments on Twitter about that. Oh, what's Omar doing? It's like we loved him a week ago. Today we hate him. I love it.
Let's...
We're a fickle fan base, but no, I trust Omar Khan.
So, we got our new receiver. We'll talk a little bit about the guys that throw to the receiver. I want to talk about Russell Wilson, who was seen enjoying the North Carolina State game at PPG Arena the other night while the big tournament was in town. Russell Wilson, now, guys, he took a huge loss, I guess, when he sold his $21.5 million mansion out in Denver because he's got to move up here to play. Think about that. With Kenny's $1.2 million mansion and Mitch Trubisky's $1.9 million mansion in Edgeworth, it just came out the other day. This is the different quality of player you're going to be getting. You're getting a guy a player that has a $21.5 million mansion compared to two guys that have $1 million mansions. So, if there's any indication that you're going to get, you're just getting a better quality football player. You're getting somebody who knows the game, understands the game, and plays the game better than the other two. So, Mike, $21.5 million house. Can you even imagine?
I cannot.
Because they were saying
Maybe.
like Kenny or Mitch's house was like six bedrooms, six bathrooms. Can you imagine what's in a $21 million house?
Exactly. That's a whole new level of extravagance I could never dream of. Like the Kenny house, the Mitch house, like the house that I have has like, four bedrooms. So, but still, that my four bedroom house, two story, three story house compared to their six bedroom mansion, that's a completely different level there. Then go from their house to Russ's house. That's huge. Maybe when I win the Mega Millions, the $1.1 billion jackpot, when I win that on the next drawing, I'll let everyone know what it feels like to have that big of a house.
And then think of like what Patrick Mahomes' house is worth. You ever see his house? They show that
Oh my
aerial view.
God.
No,
He
I
has his
have
own
not.
football. He has his own football field, his own tennis court, his own everything. It looks like it has its own zip code. And if Russell Wilson, his house is 21.5 million, could you even imagine? I can't even imagine what somebody like Patrick Mahomes' house is.
I would love to have that kind of money or kind of money.
Yeah, I think anybody would probably like to try, give it a try at least,
Yeah, just let me run it out for 5 years, see how it works.
Right. Guys, if you are worrying about the Pittsburgh quarterback, maybe you're content about the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. We do got some news over the weekend. There's going to be no controversy. Mike Tomlin confirms Russell Wilson will start at quarterback to start the season. But don't let me scare you by saying what I'm going to say next. Since 2021, the three players with the worst winning percentages as a quarterback with at least 30 starts goes as this: Russell Wilson being number three with a 17 and 27 record, which is a 38%. Zach Wilson, who's 12 and 21 with a 36% winning percentage. And finally, Justin Fields tops the field with a 10 and 28 record since 2021, which is the worst out of starting quarterbacks with a minimum of 30 starts with a 26.3 winning percentage. So I hope they come here and turn their fortune, around and things get better for these guys. And you put different guys in different situations, and bringing them to a pretty good team that, again, made the playoffs and it's not a really bad team. Maybe if you get them some targets, somebody to throw at, they'll just they'll resurface and be co good quarterbacks. What do you think, Mike?
I think that's going to be the case too. And they're coming into better teams, more, they're coming into a more stable franchise, a stable team. You're going to have a pretty good defense. Really good defense to back you up, so you don't have to go and do everything yourself. You have a 1,000-yard running back, and then you have another backup who can be starting on other teams as well. Offensive line, not that bad of an offensive line. George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth to throw to. So they have weapons. They have a good defense to back them up to where they don't have to do everything.
You're failing to mention the Van Jeffersons and Quez Watkinses.
Well, that just goes without saying. You don't have to mention those guys. Everyone in the football world knows you have those two guys. You're easily passing for 5,000 yards. But you have said what we will about Mike Tomlin. You know, we rightfully criticize him, but you know, he's also going to go out there and get the most out of the team around you. You know, we all like to joke about it. Oh, he's never had a losing season, but he's never had a losing season. So these guys are coming into a place that's been successful. You know, not we wanted to be more successful because, you know, that's what we expect, but they're coming into a much better situation than they had in Chicago and in Denver with that huge turmoil and turnaround over there. So they're coming into better situations, so they can only get better. You know, their record shows they can only get better. They can't get worse.
I'm having a hard time, Mike, because if you're going to take a receiver, let's say you take a receiver in the first or second round, who knows if this receiver is even going to be ready to play at a high level in the NFL. So basically, you're banking on George Pickens.
Yeah. Never been the true number one.
So these are the things that are concerning me. Again, you know, Quez Watkins and Van Jefferson. I'm hoping I just wake up one day and I find out that they packaged them all together and got somebody good.
We're going to give all their bad players for all their good players?
Yes. That's exactly
what I'm... You know, if there's anyone that could do it, it would be Omar.
That is exactly what I'm hoping for, Mike.
And we'll call up Chicago again and offer them Quez, Calvin Austin, and Van Jefferson for DJ Moore.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Mike,
he had a DJ Moore in Chicago. He don't even have a DJ Moore. You see what I'm saying?
Because we had DJ Moore. Yeah, he's a really good player out of Chicago. We'll make that trade.
That's my point. He had a good receiver, and he doesn't have that guy here. And he was still not efficient.
Like, after he came back from his injury, talking about Fields, him and DJ Moore started to – they got it together. They were they built chemistry. They put up some good numbers.
But again, we don't even have a DJ Moore.
And we got George Pickens.
Well, not when he's double covered because we have a Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins.
that's why you know we're gonna run and pound the ball like it's 1980 all over again. Yeah. And we're gonna finish with like 11 to 12 wins somehow.
Deshaun Watson calls Pittsburgh's. He calls him an entertaining mess. He's speaking of the Steeler quarterback room.
I thought he was talking about his life.
Yeah. We're talking about Deshaun Watson. And he was saying the other day, he said that, what did he say, Mike?
I can't remember, but it was like disparaging the quarterback room in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It says Russell Wilson brings a lot of baggage.
Russell Wilson brings a lot of baggage. And he goes on to call this team, the quarterback room, an entertaining mess. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson is the definition of an entertaining mess.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of, you know, a team that really, really shit the bed when it came to signing their franchise quarterback.
Yep.
Who already had one, mm-hmm. who's had a young one who's coming up, who's making the team better every year, not only got to the team to the playoffs, they beat their hated rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, in the playoffs. So what do the following season? They unload that team. They unload that quarterback. They unload everybody. They got him to that point, and they bring in this disaster. This is Deshaun Watson. They give him $1 billion. The guy hasn't played, but, you know, a handful of downs. And he's going to turn around and say that the Steelers quarterback room is an entertaining mess.
I love it. we all remember the Cleveland jersey that has lists all the quarterbacks. I don't know what has more names on it, that jersey or, you know, all of Deshaun Watson's lawsuits. You know, who are you to talk about an entertaining mess, dude? You are like the biggest distraction in the NFL.
Browns, no less, which is the biggest entertaining messes as far as teams.
Yeah, your backup quarterbacks have outperformed you every year in Cleveland.
So this team, they had a future. You know, come on, you got to say that Baker Mayfield, you know, he's got a bright future. I would have taken him. Last year when he was hurt and he doesn't play all year, I'm speaking of Deshaun Watson. They bring in Joe Flacco on the cheap. He wins a shitload of games to finish out the season to take the team to the playoffs. They let him fly, and they're just waiting on this guy to get healthy to come back. This Deshaun Watson, like he's a god of football, when he's really proved nothing. He had that one good season in Houston, which was his second year, I think. So that, you know, I would think that Cleveland, what they have going on up there, is more of an entertaining mess than what we. Don't get me wrong, we've had some entertaining messes over the past 10 years.
Yeah. But this guy, like Deshaun Watson,
they're the icing on the cake. They're the shit brown icing on the cake.
Yeah, his best year was his last year in Houston: 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, 4,800 yards. He had a good year, but since then, you know, in 2022, he played 6 games, 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, 5 picks. 6 games last year, 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, 4 picks. Like, what are we doing here, Deshaun? I don't know what you're trying to say about it. Entertaining mess. Like, your backups have outperformed you. Joe Flacco last year in 5 games, 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns, 8 picks. He doubled your production.
Yeah. Good morning, Ron on the board. Ron, yes, we are just started talking about this Quez Watkins. Mike tried to justify it for me, but I don't know if I'm
I didn't justify it. I said it's a depth piece. You need depth players on every
and
side.
And that was your justification, and I just don't know if I like it. You build depth once you got your guys, you know?
You build depth when you can.
Yeah. That's how you build depth.
No, I'll build depth, all right. That didn't work.
Steelers also very interested, apparently, in this Florida center, Kingsley Aquicon. Now, it's funny because at first we loved JPJ, the number one guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, things started happening. We're like, okay, well, we could take Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Now we have no receivers. It's like, oh, you know what? This other center from Florida looks really good.
It's just like you hear all these rumors coming out of nowhere about all these guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still. Yeah. So there you go. That might be our center, guys. If you're getting excited about JPJ or Zach Frazier,
I'm all.
A lot of attention is being played to the Florida Gators center, guys. So it's going to be interesting. Mike seems to think that we're going to go after a wide receiver in the first or second round, get our tackle in the other round, and then get a center in the third round. Mike, is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, because you can get. Any way we go, I think we can get 3 starters that way. I'm also hearing real quick, too, Ryan, Graham Barton out of Duke, he's been went to a lot to Pittsburgh because he played really well at center and played really well at right tackle. So it's like one of those.
And you don't even know if these linemen are going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
Look at Broderick Jones. He wasn't ready to go.
Yeah. He had a lot of work to do on, like, and he still has a lot of work to do on his pass blocking. That's why we really didn't switch him out to the left tackle a lot. You know, he's improved at it, but he has to improve even more to be that left tackle. He's probably better than Dan Moore, but you don't want to make that switch midseason, blah, blah, blah. But
so a lot of people were they're penciling these guys in, you know, they're coming out of college.
Yeah.
You know,
it's going to be, if everything works right, you know, it'll be great, but we can't assume we're going to have the same draft luck this year as we did last year.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm thinking Dan Moore will still be our starter at left tackle. Roger Jones will be at right. And then if they can get JPJ or get a Zach Frazier, I think those two can start right away. They remind me a lot of, like, Marquise Pouncey, Creed Humphreys, guys that can boom and be your franchise center from day one.
So basically the 22 positions, a lot of people would agree that left tackle is arguably one of the most important.
We're
content going into the season next year with that basically being the only position that we're not solid at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I
just making that clear. Just trying to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people hate Dan Moore, but you look at his numbers against some of the best edge rushers in the NFL. He holds his own against.
Which again, you know, it's fine if we justify it, but you know, come next January, we're in the playoffs. And he's getting burnt by one of the top, you know, pass rushers.
Yeah.
Then we're all like, oh, fuck.
Well, he's not going to have a quarterback blindly rolling out to his left side when there's no pressure.
It doesn't matter. You still got to watch his back. You got to watch his six, you know?
Hey, you know, when you got a quarterback runs right into the sack and you get blamed for it.
So left tackles is never an issue for anybody?
Oh, it's an issue, but I'm just saying a lot of his sacks where he's blocking a guy.
Nobody's going to talk about it. He's gone. Nobody cares. What I'm saying is that's the most important position.
Yeah, I'm saying we need to upgrade it there. I'm not saying he's going to be a great starter. I'm saying he's serviceable. They survived the past 2 years with him. They can do it again if they have to. I want the upgrade
In
there.
their
I
last two
want him to be
years,
our third guy. I
in the
want him to
last,
be
in the
the
last
third
2 years, we
tackle.
didn't have necessarily have great playoff
Yeah.
success either.
Yeah, I
So
know. But
this has to be
I want to
something.
upgrade it. I'm just
This has to
saying,
be something that is addressed. I
yeah,
mean,
it
come
has
on,
to be
they can't
addressed.
let this go.
No, but I know it needs addressed. We all need to address. I'm thinking how they are thinking, like they like Dan
Well, here's
Moore.
the thing: they're a lot smarter than we are, and they know their
True.
team a lot better than we do.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I'm saying I think they like Dan Moore at left tackle.
Right, there you go.
And that's why I think we'll go receiver first round, try and get one of these centers in the second round, and then a receiver in the third round. Or a receiver in the second round, pick up a center in the third round.
Le'Veon Bell, quote, mark my words down.
No problem.
I will be better than I ever was, and I will only come back to play for one team. You all know who it is. I don't have to say no name.
Lev, you ain't coming back.
Lev Bell and AB, these
Lev,
guys, come on.
at least Lev Bell ain't got no crazy criminal charges against him like AB does.
Now
And
that now he's all about playing. I mean, remember,
yeah.
he wanted to sit out and he wanted to do this and he wanted to do that. Now all of a sudden he's a gamer. He wants to
Hey,
play.
you don't realize what you have until it's gone.
Maybe Cleveland could use him, you
Right.
know?
Oh, I don't think he would go to Cleveland. I think he's actually that'd be like, he'd pull the Yager. He'd roll it up to Cleveland or Baltimore again. He'll
Let's
go to
jump
Washington.
to the other side of the ball. Deshaun Elliott, I love this. I love this quote. I seen this and I thought, you know what? I gotta write it down. I gotta talk about this. Because Deshaun Elliott, our new safety, he comes out last week and he's talking about football and about being physical. And he says, quote, "It's football. I feel like if you're scared of being physical, get off the field. I like
I
guys like
love it.
this.
I love it.
This is a football team. You know what I mean? This is football." And a lot of guys, that have this mindset, bump, I'm going to jump out of bounds. I'm going to do this. I'm tired of it. If you want to do it, it's fine. I just don't want to see it on my team because it's not very effective. I want to see guys that want to hit. I want to see guys that want to hit every play. I want to see guys like Deshaun Elliott. Like, I'm very excited about Deshaun Elliott. And I do know that Tomlin's very happy with these two secondary additions that he brought in over the past couple of weeks between Deshaun Elliott and Deontay Johnson's doppelganger, Dante Jackson. I can't wait to see these guys play, Mike. I'm kind of encouraged by the secondary. I feel that it's a little bit of an upgrade. I think that as long as they could stay healthy, that's certainly an upgrade, especially at the safety position. And as far as the corner goes, I'm ready to watch them play. What do you think about this new secondary?
I'm loving it. I love my safeties who like to hit. If I have a safety who doesn't like to hit, I don't want you playing on my team, like you
One of my
said.
favorite Steeler safeties was Ryan Clark. The guy
Oh God,
was a
he didn't
hammer.
care about his own body. He
No,
definitely didn't
that's
give
the
a shit
guy I
about
want to
your
watch.
body. That's why I loved him.
That's the guy I like on my team. The guy that doesn't even care about his body. That's the guy that I want.
And the Sean Elliott, I love it, bringing that physical presence that we really haven't had in a long time back there. We thought Keanu Neal would be that guy, but injuries kept him out. And now we have that big hitter. And then you pair him with Minkah, who can lay the wood too, but is a better center fielder. That's a nice duo to have. You have the guy that's going to scare you by being hit, and you got the other guy that's going to scare you because he can be all over the field. I'm loving it. And, if, JPJ continues to progress the way he did at the end of last year, the doppelganger can play pretty well over there too. That's a nice little four-piece secondary. Then you sprinkle in Kazee, who has big play potential. We've seen him make some big interceptions the past couple of years here. So it's a nice secondary, and everyone does every. They have their own specialty that they do well, but they're also good at other things as well. So there's not like, oh, this guy's just a heavy hitter. No, Elliott can make plays too in the secondary.
I'm very
Minkah can make
interested.
the plays, but also can lay the lumber. So
I'm
they're
very
you
interested to
can use
see
them. You
Joey
can move
Porter
them around the
Jr.
chessboard
this year
to where you
because,
need them. Yeah.
when we got a, when once he started starting, all the tough teams were already we've already passed them. We've already passed 49ers. We already passed Houston, Jacksonville, these teams that were really able to throw the ball. And he got to play a lot during, during that streak of teams that weren't that good. Very interested to see this year. We're going to be playing Kansas City. We're going to be seeing Herbert and the Chargers. We're going to see the Cowboys. Very interested to see. This will be the make it or break it year for me as far as Joey Porter Jr. goes. I have to see him a little bit more. So far, he seems to be doing a good job on coverage. But again, there's a whole position there that he's playing. So this year is going to be big, I think, for Porter. And I can't wait to see him go up against a lot of these bigger name teams as far as a passing game goes.
Oh yeah, because now you got that whole year of tape out there on you. Are you going to have that sophomore slump, or are you going to take that big jump in year two? And hopefully, he can take that big jump. We saw it like last year too, like Puka Nacua when we were playing St. Louis was just tearing us up. And then finally we put Joey Porter on him and I think he had like one catch the rest of the game. So he's shown the ability to shut guys down, but like you said, can he do it against, Mahomes?
Right.
That's gonna be the test right there. Of course, a lot of cornerbacks struggle against Mahomes, but let's see what JPJ can do. If he, even he comes out of it as like, it was a 50-50 game, I think that I'll take that against, Patrick Mahomes, where you win half your battles, you lose half. As long as you don't get embarrassed, that could be seen as a win, I guess. But we'll see once the game happens.
Safety Eric Rowe is interested in returning to the Steelers. I'm like, did you see Derpy?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I do got something, though.
So as far as Eric Rowe goes, guys, Mike, are you okay with Eric Rowe coming back?
Yeah,
I thought he was a solid player.
I thought he was a great, great pickup, and he wants to come back, and I don't see why not. If you can fit him in under the cap, that's just another good piece to have back there in the secondary, especially in the safety position. And we saw how we needed that depth last year.
All right, Derby, what do you got, man?
What you got, Derp?
I don't know if football is going to be football anymore, but. The hip drop tackle is banned.
I seen that.
And that's going to be such a – because you can still do the hip drop, but you can't land on their legs. And, we complain about officials that there are so many judgment calls. That's another judgment call.
Yeah.
Because you can still wrap, drop your hip, but you can't land on their leg. What if you just scrape the heel of their foot? Is that going to be a penalty?
I did notice that too many
judgment calls.
Mike said the LA Rams.
It just gets softer and softer each year.
It does. I'm not a fan of that. I like football. I like the physicalness of it. And again, they get paid way too much money to keep pussying out, I think. And, if you don't want to get hit, play a different sport. Go play baseball. Yeah. Play basketball.
I agree. Like taking out, the blatant headshots. But stuff like this, come on now. You have like a 175-pound, cornerback trying to tackle Derrick Henry. What the hell is he supposed to do?
Exactly.
He can't jump on his back. Derrick Henry would carry him like a little child on a piggyback ride.
And guess what? If you're not tough enough, somebody else will be right behind you to take your job and gladly take the paycheck that you get to place hits and to get hit. There's plenty of people out there that want to play football the right way.
So now we're going to just be targeting, wide receivers and tight ends and running backs' knees.
Yeah, you see how that went with Nick Chubb last year,
Yeah, they're making it harder for the defender, and now they're going to say all these guys are dirty. These defenders are trying to hit within the rules, and then they're just making it more difficult. Don't blatantly hit someone in the head. Don't use your helmet as a weapon.
They're taking defense out of the game. Like they want points. They want scoring. Yeah. It's got to be a show. It's got to be like the NBA.
Yeah,
if you're not entirely entertained by what's going on your TV, then we don't want to sell it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's they're taking the mm-hmm. stuff that makes it what it is.
Yeah.
Out, and it's it's as I said, it's becoming a shell of its former self as is the NBA. I always say the NBA is not basketball. The NBA is a show. You compare NBA. Even with NCAA, high school basketball, anything that's that's basketball, the NBA is not that. Watch an NBA game; it's a totally different thing. It's a totally different entity. Again, I dispute that it's even it's not the same sport. Basketball, it's a show. NBA is a show.
Yeah, the NFL is concerned like all scoring's down. It went from 49 points a game down to 43.5. Well, he had so many quarterbacks injured. He had a lot of backups out there playing. That's what's going to happen. So
I like a good
let's make it harder
game.
For defenses.
I like a good 10-6. I like a 13-7.
Yeah, and those games can be exciting too. You can have quarterbacks playing a hell of a game, but your defenses are also playing a hell of a game, and it's an exciting game. You can have low scoring games that are exciting.
You know, it's
You
a,
know, there has to be a happy medium. Like
every
just,
sport has this.
yeah, just
You
don't
had
hit for,
baseball,
yeah.
the long ball was it.
Yeah.
You know, let's look past the steroids.
Yep.
Let's let these guys hit 73 home runs in a
Yep.
season, you know, and then you see, you know, them come down on it because I think they were being pressured from the outside with
Yep.
this whole steroid issue. You know, as I said, basketball in the NBA is no longer basketball. I literally seen a guy take about 8 steps one time. And
You
he,
see
you know,
guys do this with the ball, they cup it
right.
and bring it over, and the ref's just watching go, okay,
So
whatever.
I get they're trying, you know, they try to make it a little bit more interesting. It's all about
Yeah.
the dollar, it's all about getting viewers. But at the end of the day, when it happens to my football, I'm not so thrilled about it because again, I want to watch football. And at the end of the
Yeah.
day, you know, you work all week, you want to sit down on a Sunday and watch guys clobber each other because that's what they get paid a lot of money for.
Yeah.
So
Like just don't, use your helmet as a weapon and don't hit people in the head. That's it. That's it. That's all that really you need for safety wise.
you know, what did the NHL do? They added the shootout, the overtime.
Yeah.
People like that. People like
Yeah.
the you know, that's you know, that
Yeah.
wasn't nothing more than a business move. They wanted to try to spice the game up a little bit. Your team could go 13 straight overtimes. And you know, that people like this. People like the shootout. It's exciting and it's pretty and but every sport does it, you know, and
Yeah.
apparently they're trying to take defense out of football.
Yeah, I'm watching that there's a video showing like this is what now are banned tackles. A lot of these are just good tackles. Like you it, they're just good tackles. There's nothing ill intent about them. I just don't get it. You're
Josh Jobs making his way, making his rounds as his team start to add up, Mike. He's being coined the new Ryan Fitzpatrick in the
He
NFL.
is. He is.
49ers, Vikings, Titans, Browns, Cardinals, Jaguars, Steelers. That's 7 of 32. He's almost a quarter of the way, almost 25% the way through all the teams in the league. Mike, and a lot of times people go, well, we can always bring Josh Dobbs back. Why would he come back here? He's played for 30 teams, you
Yeah,
know. I
no, he's
mean,
trying. I think he's trying to set the record. Like
people
he's
think
trying to win
that we
or
have
be on.
favor,
Yeah.
but I don't think we do. I mean, I think that he's been all over the place, and the Pittsburgh
Yeah.
Steelers stay was a short stay, just like,
Yeah.
you know.
He's just making his rounds. He played on what, three teams last year?
I think so.
So if he keep he could, get three teams a year, he's well on
He
his
can
way
do
to
it.
playing for every single team. It's like I think what who were you saying that was about to lose to every single team in the league?
I'm getting to
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't mean to spoil. But yeah, Josh Jobs is trying to play for every single team in the league while other players are trying to have a loss against every single team in the league. I prefer
Derek
Josh
Carr.
Derek
Derek Carr
Carr.
this year, guys,
Yeah,
can
that's who it
become the
was.
first quarterback in NFL history to lose to
Yeah.
all 32 franchises.
I love it.
As I was telling
Love
Mike earlier, I never really thought he was that bad of a quarterback. I thought he was an average quarterback.
Yeah.
But you know, as time goes on, he doesn't seem to be an average quarterback. He seems to be a very bad quarterback. There you go, guys. There
And a
you have
lot
it.
of people think you. Oh yeah, you get Derek Carr, man. You could
You
build
could
around
build a
him.
team around
No,
him.
you can't.
No.
He puts
And
like this era of football, we just talked about it with these rules, it's all about producing more offense. So you're gonna have like a lot of average quarterbacks put up damn good numbers, but they can't win anything because they're not good. It's the league's designed for you to put up good numbers. If you're a quarterback and you can't hit 3,000 yards in the season, there might be something wrong with you.
former Steeler cornerback Cam Sutton released now by the
Ooh.
Lions after the arrest warrant issued for a domestic battery charge down in Florida. I liked Cam Sutton too. I was kind of upset when he
Yeah.
left. He was doing a pretty good job playing corner here. He went to Detroit, had a pretty good season up there with them guys. But you know, he's taken, unfortunately, he's taken the same path that a lot of guys before him have taken.
Yeah.
And most a lot of these guys they can't rebound. Like I, you know,
No.
as I said before, there's a million kids right behind you ready to take these jobs that are paying millions of dollars. You know, one mess up like this for a guy like Cam Sutton, especially because he's not on top of the list of cornerbacks in the league, you know, so
Yeah.
he is he's disposable.
Yep. And
So, you know, unfortunately for him, maybe just maybe he could clear all this up, but
well,
Cam
he's
Sutton
a,
was released by a pretty good Lions team, Mike.
yeah, and he's on the run too. Like
He's on the run.
no one knows where he is.
Yeah, he's on the run.
They haven't like they've been trying to find him for like a week now.
I didn't know
He's
Keenan
very
Stills was on a
elusive.
run.
Maybe he should have been a running back. But yeah, that was a terrible joke. Don't laugh at that, Derby.
That was a
As soon as
terrible
it came out of my mouth, I'm
joke.
like, that's not
Well, I'm
right.
just trying
But
to
no,
figure out what's
they
going on
can't
with
find
you.
him. They don't know where he is.
I'm trying to find what's going on with you. What's going wait, where are you? What's going on with your background, Mike? What is this?
No, I'm in an office setting,
I
Brian.
see that. There's a refrigerator back there.
I got my decorative art pieces. I got another computer station back there. I'm in an
Well,
office setting.
I'm looking at Ron's I'm looking at Ron's comments, which are he's being more observant than I am. And
I wish it
I
was
didn't
snack time.
and I didn't understand the chocolate chip cookie Monday, but do you got what you got chocolate chip cookies back there? What's going on? Where
I
why
don't
did
know. I don't know. And I do keep saying St. Louis Rams for some odd reason, Ron. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need a snack.
I'm just a little confused by what's going on behind
Well,
you.
and I'm in the secondary studio. I don't
All
have my good
right. All right.
acoustics.
All right. Shit.
Arthur
Shit.
Millette comes out this week and says about the Steelers. Now get this. Arthur Millette. Okay. Millette says, I don't like those guys anymore. I respect them, but I don't have to like them. Boy, if that isn't, basically just doing what Patrick Queen did
Yeah.
to make it seem like, oh, now the rivalry is extra tense because Patrick
Arthur
Queen don't like
Millette.
us. And now, Arthur Millette comes along, which nobody even cares about. I guarantee you 9 out of 10 people don't even remember he played here.
No, didn't he play on the Ravens last year too, anyway?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He was
Arthur
originally a
Millette.
Jet. We got him from the Jets. He came here
Yeah.
for like a season, maybe
Yeah.
two. But that's what he comes out and he says, I don't like those guys anymore. Quote, I don't like those guys anymore. I respect them. I don't have to like them. Arthur Millette, who are you for one? For two, who cares? Who cares? Who cares if you don't have to like them? Who even asked you?
Yeah, no one cares about Arthur Millette.
If Roquan Smith would have said this, okay, maybe this would have been something. But you know what, Arthur Millette? Give me a break.
Nobody cares.
Ravens also host Ed Reed's cousin, Trey Taylor, coming out of college on a visit. Mike, Trey Taylor, do you know anything about this guy? And is he anything like his cousin, Ed Reed?
I have not heard of him.
Okay.
To be honest with you, whatsoever.
And some of these guys that we're talking to because they're cousins of him and friends of him. And I think Joey Porter's cousin was here talking with us. I think it basically falls into the same category. Trey Taylor is Ed Reed's cousin.
I think it went to Army. He's coming out of Air Force, I think, is where he came from. So yeah, I don't know a whole lot about him, to
Yeah.
be honest with you.
I gotta say, I didn't know much about him either.
And just what I can, of course, I don't even know if this is the guy or not, so who knows?
Ron Navy, Ron says, Cam Sutton is like OJ. He's equal to OJ. He's on the
Oh
run.
my God. Does he have a white Bronco?
Yes, and he has little white Broncos drawn in the comment. Also, Mike, Kansas City, the cornerback L'Jarius Sneed, who you had a lot of interest in, and you hoped that he would end up in Pittsburgh. He's going to Tennessee. And it seems like there's a lot of guys going to Tennessee, Mike.
Yeah, Tennessee's acting like they have a top-flight quarterback room.
Right.
Right.
I don't get it. People don't want to touch Pittsburgh because they didn't have a top quarterback. People don't want to touch this. I come on, Tennessee, Will Levis. I mean, basically is what they're banking on.
Yeah, and you're Will Levis,
Don't
Malik
even say it.
Willis, and
Don't even
who
say it.
else? Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph, dude, you can't even count them two. Will Levis is going to play. And you know what? He's a second-year guy that proved basically nothing last year. But
No,
everybody's
and
flocking.
like
Calvin Ridley? Calvin Ridley says, I want to go to this team?
I don't get it. He played what in 9 games, 8 touchdowns, 4 picks, 1,800 yards, 58%. No,
I don't see it.
I don't get it. He their quarterback puts mayo in his coffee.
Yeah.
He fumbled that hot girlfriend because he put mayo in his coffee. Okay, this is a guy I'm not trusting. This guy.
So
Wait, he
there
puts
you have it,
mayo in
guys.
coffee?
Yeah, he puts mayo in his coffee.
If you like pro football and you just don't want to let your football season go, guys, the UFL actually starts this Saturday. Your spring football starts this weekend, guys. A lot of things going on top of the stuff that we do wake up every day to try to catch the Steelers news, the latest updates, the people that they sign. Let's go through some other things, guys. UFL starts Saturday. The Buccos, Pittsburgh Pirates, the opener is on Thursday. The Pirates played yesterday. They played the Yankees. They lost 1-0 to the Yankees. They have one spring training game left. That's today, 1:15. They play the Toronto Blue Jays. Then they wrap up spring training. Then they head off to Miami, Mike, to play the Marlins
Ooh.
on Thursday to kick off the season. O'Neal Cruz in 31 at bats had seven home runs in 31 at bats. But the biggest news out of the Pittsburgh Pirates organization is this, Mike. Bob Nutting, the fan favorite here in Pittsburgh. He was voted the most stylish owner in Major League Baseball. That's
Really?
right. Bob Nutting was voted the most stylish owner. I don't even know what that means. I never heard it before. But Bob Nutting was number one. Ken Kendrick from the Arizona Diamondbacks being the second most stylish owner in the league. Mark Walder from the Dodgers. Eric Costanza from the Padres. And then finally, the New York Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner. Mike, explain to me how Bob Nutting is the most stylish owner in Major League Baseball.
I have no idea, to be honest. Maybe all the money that he is bringing in that he does not spend on the team and on payroll, he's spending it on his clothes, even though he looks like he shops off the rack at Kohl's and JCPenney's.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see
Maybe,
him dressing any better than you or I. I'm gonna be honest with you.
maybe this is how he's able to afford to sign some of these guys. He's giving them Kohl's cash. Like, here you go. Go shop and go down to Ross Park Mall and go shop and go up to C3 and go shopping at Kohl's and JCPenney's, man. I got you some coupons. I don't know. He did. For a billionaire, the dude dresses terribly. Like, he looks like how I would look in dress clothes. Sloppy, baggy clothes hanging off you. None of his shit's tailored. I mean, what the
Hey, Brian says Bob Nutting Kardashian. Mike, there you go.
hell?
Pittsburgh Riverhounds, they take a loss in their second game as well as their first. Mike, the Riverhounds, they lose 3-1 to Louisville FC on Saturday.
I'm not liking
Riverhounds,
this.
yeah,
I'm not.
especially after the great success they had last year,
Yeah.
I don't know if this is good. I don't, I you know, just in general with fans, I think that it would have taken a, you know, pe people got to see something that they think is fun and interesting, and it's gonna, you know, bring excitement into their lives before they jump into it. I hope that just one season was enough to do that because they're tripling the size of that stadium now,
Yeah.
and if the Riverhounds don't have a good year, which they're off to an 0-2 start. You know, you can see how that could kind of affect things. Now I don't want to go down to Highmark as much and watch these guys. Now I might not make the trip down there where last year, you know, every week you hear about this team doing good and winning. You're
Yeah.
like, oh, I want to get down. So now it's like, so I hope they can stay in there just enough
Yeah,
to
it's early still. It's early. It's two games in. They'll bounce back. They better bounce back. If not, I'm gonna be mad because it's nice to actually have a soccer team local that's doing well. Love me some soccer. But yeah, they'll turn it around. They had a good run last year. Sometimes you start off slow and you know how it is, that hangover. We've seen it happen with like the Penguins and the Steelers after they've had good runs. They start off slow the next year, but then they pick it up and go on nice runs. So I have all confidence that they'll get it back.
Let's skate over to the hockey rink, Mike. As you mentioned, the Penguins briefly. The Penguins back in action yesterday. They take an L in overtime where they were up in this game by a couple goals. They lose 5-4 to the Avalanche in overtime yesterday. The Penguins drop to 30,
Oh.
30, and 10. That's 70 games, Mike. They have 12 games left to try to salvage this mess. The Avalanche are now 46, 20, and 5. Our next game is against the Hurricanes. At home tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m., where Jake Guentzel will be returning to play the Penguins, Mike, who has 2 goals, 9 assists, and 11 points so far since joining the Hurricanes. It might be more since these numbers I got over the weekend. I don't know if they played since, but Mike, 12 games left. Guentzel coming to town. What do you think?
I miss Jake Guentzel. He's gonna get a nice ovation, nice reaction back. The video package they're gonna put up for him is gonna be great. They always do that when guys come back. And I have a feeling he's going to light us up. This team totally collapsed yesterday. They were up 4-0. Four
Yeah.
nothing. And they give up five unanswered
I blame
goals.
myself.
It is your fault, Derpy. But no, this team is just bad. And Mike Sullivan, like after the game, oh, I thought we played hard. I thought we played all right. Like, no, they quit. The game was
No, you lost.
unacceptable. You score your fourth goal, then you give up a goal 25 seconds later. You give up a goal, I think, what, right at the end of the second period, beginning of the third, something like that. You almost give up all these shorthanded goals. No, game was a travesty. It's just encapsulating what this team has been the past 2 years. Sullivan has got to go
Yeah.
because he won't
They got four
adjust his
starts,
play
Mike.
style. His
They got to
play
get rid of
style
him.
works if you have the right players to play fast, but they don't anymore. It's not a fast team anymore. And he refuses to adjust the play style.
Also within the NHL, before we move on, Mike, Ovechkin, 48 goals from tying the Wayne Gretzky
Oh,
record.
let's go.
894 goals scored was scored by Wayne Gretzky in his career. Ovi has 846. If he gets 48, he ties 49 more goals. He passes the great one. Nobody's ever scored more goals than him. Mike, 894 goals. He's almost there. Do you think Ovi does it eventually?
I think he does it. I don't think he's going to do it next year. It might take him 2, 3 more years. Hopefully he can still do it. My God, he's already 38 years old. I feel old. But yeah, I think he can do it in 3 more years. He can do
And then add an additional 22 years on top of that, and then maybe he could get the assist that he
it.
needs,
Yeah, right.
and he
But
could
it's like
pass
I told you,
Gretzky.
he's spending the first half of his career chasing the goals. Then the last half, he'll just be a playmaker.
Yeah.
He'll be playing till he's 60, but he'll get there. I hope he breaks it. Like, this is a weird career arc for Ovechkin, where everyone in Pittsburgh hated him. He finally wins a cup, and then we start to show, hey, you know what? You're a good player. You're a good dude, and like Penguin fans are quasi appreciating his career now.
Yeah, and they're doing it with our guys too, which I think is gross.
Yeah,
I don't participate in this
that's.
grossness. I'm okay with hating him, but you know, at the end of the day, I'll be okay with him passing
Like yeah, I like
Wayne
I still hate
Gretzky.
him because he's a Capital,
Yeah.
but I can finally appreciate that he was one of he might be the greatest goal scorer of all time, even if
As
he doesn't break this record.
we wrapped it up on Friday, Mike, we're gonna dive into some. We're gonna dribble over the to the NCAA, the big dance going on, of course. The big Cinderella teams at the end of last week were Duquesne, Oakland, James Madison, and Yale, who have all lost since then. However, Duquesne was the big one, of course, being from Pittsburgh. They take the Yale to Illinois, 89 to 63. Illinois was the 3 seed. Duquesne was the 11 seed. No big surprise to me. At the end of the game, Mike, Coach Dambrot announced that he's retiring. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Most people didn't even know anything there was any connection with LeBron James until they bought him the shoes. But now he's being recognized nationally. He retires, walks away, and there goes Coach Dambrot's 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, he had a nice run.
It was an all right run.
Yeah, great coach.
The Oakland, the other one of these other Cinderella teams is this Jack Golkey. In the
This
23-24 season,
dude.
guys, his 3-point attempts. Derpy, get this. In 3-point attempts, Jack Golkey from Oakland, he had 347 3-point attempts this year. You know how many 2-point attempts he had, Derpy? Take a guess. Take a wild guess.
None.
Eight. He said none. Eight.
That's
Eight. He had 8 attempts
ridiculous.
at a 2-point field goal in a game. Unbelievable, this dude. Jack Golkey. 347 3-point attempts, 2-8 2-point attempts during this season. Unbelievable. The dude ended up setting a record this weekend for at least 16. I don't remember if he scored any more threes after the fact, but the announcers did say he had the record for the most 3-pointers in his first two NCAA tournament games. He had 16 at that point. So if you want a guy that literally shoots nothing but threes, there's your guy, Jack Golkey.
Hey, you know what? You can make the threes in the pros, man. You can have a career. You
That's
sit
right.
there and just be that, last guy off the bench, shoot some threes.
Your Sweet 16 breaks down like this, guys. This Thursday, number 3 Illinois plays number 2 Iowa State. Number 6 Clemson will play Arizona. Number 2 Arizona, I'm sorry. Number 5 San Diego State will play number 1 UConn. And number 4 Alabama will play number 1 North Carolina. Now on Friday, Duke, number 4 Duke plays number 1 Houston. Number 11 North Carolina State plays number 2 Marquette. Number 3 Creighton plays number 2 Tennessee. And number 5 Gonzaga plays number 1 Purdue. That's your Sweet 16, guys. All the teams across the land that wanted to get into this tournament, all the teams across the land that did get into this tournament. And here you go. There's 16 teams are left this time next week. We'll be down to the final four. I think all of our teams are still in it. I took Purdue. I think, Mike, you took who? NC State or
no?
Marquette,
I said Creighton.
You sure you took Creighton? Who'd you take, Derby?
I took Houston.
Somebody took Marquette or
was it Marquette that I said? Yeah, I said Marquette.
You took Marquette.
Which they're in it.
Yeah, they're in it. Yeah, they play NC State. That's right.
So they play on Friday.
The Wolfpack.
My Purdue plays on Friday. And who'd you take, Derpy?
I took Houston.
In Houston.
Hey, Derpy, just as long as Houston beats Duke. As long as Duke doesn't win the national championship, I will be happy.
And they all play Friday. So all of our teams play on Friday, guys. One interesting thing about this, the ACC has four of the Sweet 16 teams. People were writing them off as they were a weak conference this year. A quarter of the teams that are still left that have a chance to win it all are ACC teams. And let me tell you a little bit about this NC State team. I think they're a blast to watch. It was the team that Oakland beat, Oakland played an amazing game at PPG Arena. Guys, they started out 4-10, 4-10, NC State Wolfpack. In the last 2 weeks, they won the ACC tournament. They won 7 straight games in 11 days, and they got a Sweet 16 berth. Talking about playing your best ball at the right time. We always talk about hitting that stride at the right time, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina, right. I think, is I don't know. Do you see this team finally hitting that wall? Or do you think that this team is hitting their stride and they could ride it all the way to the end? It's up in the air for me, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, it seems like they're hitting their stride. And they played well in the first two rounds. So I don't see why they should be slowing down.
I like that fat guy they got. Like, literally, he's the only reason I watch them, because that big fat
DJ
guy.
DJ Burns?
Yeah. So... there you go, guys.
Oh, shit. I lost my whole train of thought on that one, just picturing him playing.
Mike, I got to get into high school basketball only because we only have about 8 minutes left. And we still got to do the trivia. Over the weekend, PIAA, high school basketball is done, guys. It is done as of Saturday. Our three teams that we talk about from our particular county right here, Beaver County, they did win gold, Mike. Every single Beaver County team won the gold. Lincoln Park beats Archbishop Carroll 80-50. Aliquippa beat Holy Cross 74-52. And the Blackhawk girls team beat Scranton Prep 56-44. Beaver County goes 3-0. The Whippeel goes 4-1. Is Imani Christian also won, but Franklin Regional lost. And then all the other winners will be outside of District 7. But congratulations to our teams. Again, Aliquippa, Lincoln Park, and Blackhawk girls all bring home state gold. Lincoln Park 2 years in a row. Aliquippa was there last year but lost and brought it back this year. So congratulations to all those young men and women. Yeah.
Well done.
And everything you have in the future going for you people. Good job. Mike, we're going to jump into this trivia question, which is a high school basketball question. Yes, yes. You better put on your thinking caps, guys, because this one might be tough. Hey, you know what? It might be super easy as well. Think it over for a moment, guys, and we will do the question of the day next.
All right.
But we are live. We're live, everybody, 4-5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the show that we do live every day, we upload over on Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. If you didn't get to catch the show that day, or you just rather listen to the show, maybe your situation only allows you to listen to the show. Every day, the brand new show's on Spotify at 8 o'clock p.m. Check it out.
Check it out.
All right, so here's the question of the day. This is a high school basketball question.
Ooh.
It'll be tough. It could be tough. Here we go. Which Whippiole school has won the most PIAA state championships? Which Whippiole school has won the most PIAA state basketball championships? Guys, do you want choices?
Yeah, I need choices.
Derpy, yeah. Would you? All right. So for which Whippiole school has won the most PIAA state championships, it comes down to this. Was it A, Farrell, B, Aliquippa, C, McKeesport, D, Blackhawk? One of these schools have won the most PIAA championships, more than all the other Whippiole schools. Farrell, Aliquippa, McKeesport, Blackhawk. Brian on the board says Blackhawk. Mike, who do you think?
I'm going McKeesport.
McKeesport, Mike.
Yeah, that's where I was born, so I'm going with McKeesport.
All right, Ron says Carlisle. Derpy, which Whippiole school has won the most PIAA state championships in basketball? Was it A, Farrell, B, Aliquippa, C, McKeesport, D, Blackhawk?
I'm going to go Farrell.
Farrell. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. The question of the day goes like this. Which Whippiole school has won the most PIAA state basketball championships? Farrell, Quip, McKeesport, Blackhawk. Mike says McKeesport. Derpy says Farrell. The answer is Farrell, who is no longer in the Whippiole. As a matter of fact, they're not in it anymore, but they had won the most out of the time that they were in the Whippiole. So it's the Western Pennsylvania Inter Athletic Scholastic League. It's basically called something different in every state. It's just the League of High School Sports within Western Pennsylvania in our area, is the Western being the W. So there you go. Derpy nailed it with Farrell. The Farrell Steelers has more than anybody else. They have 7. Aliquippa has 6. Blackhawk has 4. And McKeesport has 2.
I was robbed.
I do want to say thank you. We appreciate each and every one of you. We wouldn't do it without you. Everybody on the board, we certainly appreciate you as well. You always keep it interesting. A couple of things I do want to say. It was kind of a hectic week last week. A few things going on in my personal life. So I do want to say, Brian on the board, he gave us a nice plug last week on his show. I do want to say check out One Man's Opinion with Brian Pasquale on sports. Every Wednesday from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. on WBVP, that's 1230, 99.3, Beaver County Radio. Brian, every Wednesday from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m., hosts a sports show called One Man's Opinion on Sports with Brian Pasquale. Check it out. He has people call in. You could call in, ask him questions, talk, whatever you want to do. But you could always find him on Facebook, on WBVP's Facebook page, on YouTube, and then also they have an app where you could just go to their website at WBVP. So check them out. Brian Pasquale, always, tons of thanks for you, sir. He does certainly give us plugs every week, and we certainly greatly appreciate it. Also, I want to say thank you to Ron Navy as well for your contribution last week. It was greatly appreciated, yes, appreciate as always. That. And as I said, things were kind of hectic around here last week, so I did fail to mention these two things, but I wanted to make certain I got to you guys today because we are greatly appreciative for both of you. Mike, anything before we get ready to take off for the day?
Yeah, another new rule change in the NFL. Now, if a coach is successful on either one of their first two challenges, they will be rewarded a third challenge. So before you used to have to get both of the challenges right, and you would get a third one. Now you just 50-50, you know? You get one.
You like
right?
It?
I hate it. I Herpy. Hate it. I like the way, because it's a gamble, challenging it. There should be consequences. Like, if you get it wrong, okay. Now you have one left, and you have to use it strategically. And I don't like it. I think it's a stupid rule change.
Derpy, do you like this?
Yeah, it might be good.
I don't mind this. The tackling one, I don't care for. I don't care for the tackle, the rule change on the tackling. I like, you know, come on. These guys have to hit each other.
Yeah, like,
give me a season of this and let me see. Let's see how it plays out. That with the kickoff as well, they're going to do a little bit in the preseason.
That could
be an experiment. Let me take a look at it first.
Yeah. Like in the kickoff one, I know like it was like special teams coaches all got together and collaborated on this one. I like how they did that. It wasn't just like a committee of suits. It was actually a committee of actual coaches that came up with the new kickoff one. Like I just go through Twitter, man. Yeah, like offensive players are even saying this hip drop tackle rule is stupid.
Yeah.
Like they don't like it either. And like the NFLP Players Association didn't vote on it. It was just like the NFL said, yeah, it's now banned.
All right.
Jack Lambert said it best.
What did he say, Derpy?
He said, on protection of the quarterbacks, he said, might as well put dresses on all of them.
That's right. That's the way I feel. Give them dresses. Derpy, anything we get ready to take off, man?
It's nice outside. Go take a walk. Go fish. Anything you love to do, just go outside.
You fish, Derpy?
After work. Yeah, I do sometimes.
Do you? You ever catch anything?
Yeah.
Do you? All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Mike, anything else?
I got a new article up over on the blog at the website at the2dumbusers.com.
Yes, go check it out.
Yes, it's about the Pittsburgh Pirates. So check it out. It's about the roster, about, you know, some key players to watch. So
I gotta say, I was watching the Pirates a little bit yesterday. They were playing the regame. Henry Davis looks as comfortable as anybody I've ever seen back behind the plate. You know, for these people to even sit there and say that there's a controversy or is he going to play catcher, he looks as good as anybody else does back here. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Skeens is going to be down in AAA to start the year.
Yeah.
With Jared Jones, the other young pitching prospect, it's looking like he's making the rotation and going to be the third starter, I think, is what I saw. So at least they're playing some young players.
They got Jared Triolo starting at second. So
I saw that today too.
They'll be starting the season on Thursday, guys. Regular season will be kicking off for the Pirates in Miami against the Marlins. We will touch more on that as the week goes on. But Mike, it's that time again. Believe it or not, sir, it's time already.
Oh wow, it flew by.
It sure did. So guys, we do thank everybody for checking us out. Derpy, Mike, anything for we go? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
I got nothing.
Derpy,
I got nothing.
Derpy?
Something will happen after we're done with the broadcast.
Oh, we know.
Always.
So we did say thank you again, everybody. For Mike at the Steeler Central Mobile Studio, for Derpy, myself, the two dumb yinzers, everybody have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you.
No.